Now the generally now here, as we talked the last time, after the taking the refuge, they three things yeah we have to do, no? So already finished. So that's why now what we have to do now the from here the now what we have to start is that from the refuge one. So most important thing is that with the taking the refuge was first important thing is we have to understand the two things on the taking the refuge one. Two things the refuge one is the most important. The first thing is that while we are taking the refuge one, first thing that as I told you before, you have to know the qualities of the three jewels. Then the second thing is that you that way how you have to practice the refuge wall. I think that I finished, not both, I finished. But one thing that here again that you have to understand that generally when you take the refuge wall, generally when you take the refuge wall, when you practice the refuge wall, always that you have to visualize the merit field and then you have to practice the refuge wall. So what we now this what we have to do, now you have to understand the when we do it, this all the practices. So after the practices, then today I will talk to you the after the practices, what to do. Okay. So most important thing is that generally after the when you the practicing the merit field or the refuge practices, then you have to start with the prayers. Once you start with the prayers, what you can pray is that the whatever you can pray. Generally, that what you have to pray is that to remove the obstacles or to remove the I mean the problems or the all of the sentient beings, including self. Okay. Yeah. So that after the after then the prayer, then the when you after the saying the prayers, then you what you have to think that the merit field. When you pray for the merit field, then you have to think that the all of the merit field. I mean the deities and all of the merit field deities and the protectors and the Buddha have accepted the your prayer. Okay. After the prayer, then what you have to visualize that the all the merit field inside of the merit Buddha and all the Bodhisattva accepted the your prayer. After the accepting the your prayer, so then you have to dissolve the all merit field. Okay. So when you're dissolving the merit field, you just can visualize the merit field just dissolve into your body. Or the when you dissolve the merit field, you can visualize that the all the Buddhas and Bodhisattva dissolve into the central guru, root guru, central guru. Okay. Then you, all the then you, what you have to visualize that yourself into the dissolving into the center of the guru. Okay. That you have to visualize that yourself dissolve into the center of the guru. The before one, once I told you, the all the merit will dissolve into the yourself. The second one is that the first visualize the all the deities and the Buddhas and the, all these Bodhisattvas and the dissolve into the center guru. Then you have to visualize the yourself in the dissolving into the center guru. Okay, so this is the now the after the after you the practicing the refuge practice. Okay, you have to do the after that. So refuge practice is something like that. As I told you before, you can do it anytime. Anytime or the specialist, especially when you're feeling the tension, especially sometimes when you mentally feel a little bit stressed. So that time, I think that's time to do the, I mean, these practices. Yeah. So one thing is that, the most important thing is that whenever you started to do the practices, first the receiving the blessing is the most important to the every practices. So this is something like that to receive the blessings. So once you have received the more and more blessing, then your every practice goes very smoothly. So that's why the receiving the blessing. Yeah. So that's why the important things of the important things of the refuge prayer with combined with the merit field is the important things of this practice is to receive the blessings. Once you receive the blessing, then you will increase the merits. Once you have to increase the more merits, then every of the your practice or the every of the whatever things you are going to do is will move very smoothly. So that's why the one thing that the whatever you are the practices, whenever you do the practices, also you sometimes when you try to do the practices, if you feel the difficulties while you're doing the practices, you have to stop. You should not force yourself too much of the practicing. So practices should come with with joy. So whenever you start to do the practice should be take very easy. Take it very easily. So Buddha have one of his assistant, attendant. His name is Ananda. Ananda also, he is Buddha's attendant. So he served the Buddha more than 40 years. So Ananda is, so what the one thing is that the Ananda serves the Buddha for the 40 years. So he was with Buddha all the time these 40 years. So he heard the whatever the Buddha says. He knows every Dharma, the whatever the Buddha says. Okay, so that's why the what happened is that why. So after that, what happened is that why the after the Buddha passing away. After the Buddha passing away, so what happened is that the so he after the Buddha passing away, some strange incident happened. Yeah, incident came in his life, in the Ananda's life. So what happened is that after the 40 years of here serving with the Buddha, he heard the every of the Buddha's teaching. He knows the every of the Buddha's teaching. So he have not missed any of the Buddha's teaching. So that's why he have never heard anything. But the one point is very strange thing is that though there are so many of the Buddha's students came after the Ananda. After the Ananda, they listened to the Buddha's teaching 1 or 2 years, but they all obtained the enlightenment. They all obtained the liberation. But the Ananda have not obtained the enlightenment. He have not obtained the liberation. But the student who came after him, who listened to only Buddha teaching just 1 or 2 years, they all obtained the enlightenment. But Ananda, he have not obtained the enlightenment. So he have not obtained that. Once he have not obtained that, so it missed the too much. Because every other who came after him to listen to Buddha's teaching, they all got the enlightenment. But he had not obtained the enlightenment. So one point he missed too much. One point he missed nothing because he heard every of the Buddha's teaching. One point he missed too much. He had not obtained the enlightenment at all. He missed the most important thing, the enlightenment. So that's why the one point that he had not missed the nothing. One point he missed the too much. So what happened is that now he realized that he have not obtained the enlightenment. Then he put a very strong effort to achieve the enlightenment. Because he felt not only the sad, he felt very tense that now he have not obtained the enlightenment. So what happened is that the Ananda thought to practice very strongly, meditate very strongly to achieve the enlightenment. So when he was practicing strongly, meditated the story, still more and more stress comes in his mind, more and more difficulties, more and more frustrations came to him. So it feels very difficult for him. Now even he could not sleep, even he could not eat. When he practiced and meditated, still he could not achieve the liberation, more stress, more frustration come. He was meditating very strongly. So that's why what happened is that's why now the Ananda could not sleep, Ananda could not eat the food properly because there are more and more frustrations comes. Because he was practicing too very strongly. So what did he now the what happened is that after that then suddenly one of the Buddha's words came in his mind. Now while he was practicing, while he was very strong practicing, more when the more stress and more frustration came to his mind, suddenly one of the Buddha's word came in his mind. One word of the Buddha, what he have said long before, that word came in his mind. Word is just like that. While you practice, relax. While you meditate, relax. Practice while relax. So yeah, that's what when he was suddenly the Buddha's word came in mind and saying that practice while relaxed, meditate while relaxed. That suddenly it just he just became like a just it will just triggered him there. Then he just realized that the nature of the reality. So that's why when you're practicing, sometimes you should not focus too much. You should not focus too much, but I mean you should not stress. Sometimes when you concentrate very strongly, sometimes you force too much on yourself, sometimes you might get stressed. So while you're practicing, you should not force yourself too much. So that's why when you're practicing, when you force too much for yourself, sometimes you will feel stressed. So sometimes when you cannot focus rightly. Sometimes you cannot practice while, then you should take the rest, okay? Then relax. Practicing while relaxed. That Buddha, what does that mean? So every practice should combine with the intelligence, combine with our wisdom. So while we are the practice, we have to become a little bit clearer. Yeah, so that's why, so when you are doing all these refuge practices, when you practice in the morning when you are free, you can do. When you are in the evening when you are free, you can do. When you are feeling the stress or whatever you are feeling, the little bit of the tense, you can start all these practices, okay? Sometimes when you try to practice, you cannot focus very well, then you should not force, okay? So it's just like that, okay? So we have to become a little bit intelligent while we're practicing. We have to become a little bit clever while we're practicing. There is one man, okay? There is one man who was driving the car. So his tie was punctured when he reached near the mental hospital. Yeah, when he was driving near the mental hospital, so his car's tie was punctured. So while he was tire was punctured, so he just wanted to fix that tire. So his tire having the four nuts. He just removed all the four nuts of his tire. So when he was taking all the nuts from the car, and while he was standing up, he accidentally folded all the nuts in the grain. So when he was fixing his tire for the car, the tire is having the four nuts. So when he removed the four nuts, and when he stood up, accidentally he folded all of the nuts in the water drain. So yeah. He was completely shocked and stressed at now what to do. Just thinking what to do. Yeah. So that's why. While he was thinking, this is one of the mental patient looking the top of the wall. That mental patient, because he was just broke near the mental hospital. The patient just looking from that wall, from that above of the wall.
So mental patient that was looking from the above of the wall, when he saw that the man, when he felt all of his knot of the car, the one wheel's car, four knots in the drain. So that when he saw all this incident, that mental patient, then he started to give the advice to that person.
So what happened is that the mental patient had told that person that you don't have to worry. Just take the one knot from the every three wheels. Just take the one knot from the every three wheels and you will get the three knots. Just fix the wheel with that wheel with the three knots. Was he told that every wheels have a four knots? Your car, the every wheels having the four knots. Now you lost the four knots, but you can take the one knots from the every other three wheels. Then you can just fix that wheel with that three knots. So that man was completely shocked. So getting such a good idea, So then he asked that the mental patient, why you are so smart, you are so clever, then how you come in that mental hospital? So that the mental patient told that person that I am here in that mental hospital because of mad, not because of the stupid. Okay, so something like that, while we're practicing, at least we have to practice with the intelligence, okay? We might be some, so we have to use the more our brain, okay, like that mental patient, okay? So that's why when we have to do the practices, so like this, first step is as I told you before, then now the second step, I think I finished, no? These old steps. So the while you're doing it, then when you should not force too much of yourself, okay? While you're doing the refuge, all of these practices, we'll do the practices while relax. Meditate while relax. You should combine with that. You have to take it very easy. Yeah, so that's why now here comes another refuge practices. Now after that, what you have to do is generally the refuge practice, as you say, the prayer, no, that I take refuge to the Buddha, I take refuge to the Dhamma, I take refuge to the Sangha, isn't it? Now this now the refuge prayer, there will be the two different type of the refuge prayer. Okay, so one point according to the liberation in the palm, the refuge prayer, there will be the four refuge prayer. So first you have to say that I take refuge to the Guru. Guru, Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha. Then first refuge prayer, according to the liberation of the palm, first refuge prayer, you have to say that I take the refuge to the Guru. I think that written in the liberation of the palm, isn't it? So because the putting the Guru before in the refuge is that because you have been introduced all the Buddha Dhamma through the Guru. Yeah, so that's why when you say that I take the refuge of the Guru and then I take the refuge of the Buddha, then the refuge prayer will be the four sentence. Once you don't say that I take the refuge of the Guru, the refuge prayer will be the three sentence. So that's why when you say the refuge, I take the refuge of the Guru, because the Guru is the medium of the receiving the blessings. Or the Guru is the sum of the introducer of the Buddha and the Dhamma to you. That's why the Guru comes in the refuge prayer. Yeah, so that's why the Guru, so that's why you can see that Buddha's, when he was giving the first teaching day, that day considers as a Buddha's first day of the teaching day. Also some tradition, it considers as the day of the Guru. So that's why the refuge prayers goes in the two versions. I mean, two versions is a two difference, saying the four sentences or the three sentences, both are fine, whatever you say. Generally, the Guru word comes from the Sanskrit. So, okay. The meaning of the Guru is the who just eliminate the darkness. Eliminate the darkness of the mental darkness. Mm. Yeah, so that's why when you say the refuge prayer, so also you can say that I take the refuge with the Guru, then you can say that I take refuge with the Dhamma, according to the liberation in the palm. So these are one of the true story of the one of the master. The master is from Tibet. He went to the India to get the Dhamma teaching. I think it's been around the 11th century, around like that. So then he reached in Nepal. So his name is Ralo. The Tibetan name, the master name is Ralo. So while he was reaching the Nepal, then he met the one Guru. So he met the one Guru. The Guru in the Lama Baro. He called the Lama Baro. So Guru gave the every of the teachings. Then last Guru told him, now I have nothing to teach you. Now you can leave. So that was still his side of the mind. He doubted that there might be some of the secret teaching of his Guru who's not revealing all the teaching to him. Side of the mind he have. It was the one little doubt. Then what he done is that he have just observed the teacher. He have just secretly, he just observed the teacher. And one time in the midnight, that master have just left his place. So he just followed very quietly to the master. So that's why while he was practicing the Yamantaka, his master. But his master had not revealed any words of the Yamantaka to him. Yeah, so he was practicing that, and then not only practicing, after the practicing that, then suddenly the head above the Guru, the Yamantaka deity, was just appeared. So what happened is that while the Yamantaka, then suddenly he just came in front of the Guru and told that now you have not mentioned that you have this teaching. Now please, he requested the Maharaj to give him the Yamantaka teaching. So Yamantaka teaching, so that he requested. Then he told his master, asked the one question. Then he told, okay, now I will give the Yamantaka teaching. First you have the prostrate. You will prostrate to the deity Yamantaka, which appears the top of my head, or you will just prostrate to your Guru.
Then the Ralu told his guru that he is called, I will prostrate to you, guru. Because I want the Yamantaka teaching from you, not from the Yamantaka. So I will prostrate to you first. So then his guru told the one thing. You say the very right thing. Before the guru, there is no Buddha. Thousands of the Buddha comes because of their guru. So then the Rao brought all the Yamantaka tradition and Yamantaka practice from Nepal to the Tibet. Still in Nepal, the temple exists, where his master temple still exists. The Rao's master temple still exists in Nepal. So where he was followed from that temple still exists, yeah. Yeah, so that's why you can see in the refuge prayer, first we keep the guru. So I follow the guru, I follow the Dhamma. That's why liberation, in the liberation in the palm, you can see the refuge prayer, I follow the guru. You can see that saying. Okay, so that's why the refuge prayer, okay, four prayers. So that's why when you say that I take the refuge to the guru. So the reason why we put the guru is that this is the reason you have to know, that the why guru put in the refuge prayer. So you have to know the reasons. So the one other thing is that I think I told you before, the Dhammas, even the Buddha comes right now, even the Buddha comes in this 21st century, Buddha will say the same thing that what he have told 2500 years back. He have nothing new to say. So what the Buddha after 2500 years, we are knowing through the Guru. So that's why also it's come. That's why we also say, that's why we are saying the prayer also to the Guru in the refuge prayer. So because whatever the Buddha have preached 2500 years, in this 40 years, he told everything that what he have to tell. Now even if come in 21st century, he will say the same thing. There is one master and a few small students. So at the daytime when master is having the classes, one of the few students, one fall asleep. Then the master scolded him, shouted at him, said, "Why you are sleeping? You should not sleep." So one time in the prayer session, when these small kids and the master, when they are doing the prayer, the master fall asleep. Then the small kid shouted at the master, said, "The master, you are also sleeping while you are doing prayer." So master told the small kid that, "I am not sleeping. While I am in the sleep, I am not sleeping. While you looks like a sleeping, but in my dream I went to the Buddha's land to listen the teaching from the Buddha." So master said like that. Then next day, again the small kid has fallen asleep at the prayer session. Then one small kid has fallen asleep, then the master again shouted at him, said, "Why you are sleeping?" But that time the small kid answered the same as his master and said, "I'm not sleeping. While it looks like a sleeping, in my dream I went to the Buddha's land to listen the teaching from the Buddha." So then the master asked the small kids, "Okay, then what did your Buddha say? And what did you ask to the Buddha?" The small kid said that I asked the Buddha one question. Did my master came yesterday to listen your teaching? Buddha told me that your master never came here. So same thing like that. So like that, what's the Buddha's teaching? Maybe once you ask the Buddha just tell me something new, Buddha will tell he have nothing new to say. if the Buddha comes in this century, if you ask the Buddha that you have something new to say, definitely Buddha will say no. Because he have told anything. So that's why what he have said, we are knowing through our guru. That's why in the refuge prayer, we keep the guru to pray for the guru. So we are talking about the three refuge, no? Refuge prayer. So that's why now you can see that the refuge prayer, so you can see that the three sentence or four sentence, there is no difference, okay? Whatever the refuge prayer you say, it's a fine. When you say the four sentence of the refuge prayer, then you have to say, "I follow the guru." Then I follow the Buddha, Dhamma, and so, yeah. So now I think you know the reason why we say the guru in the refuge prayer.
Because through the Guru we are knowing the Buddha. Through the Guru we know the Dhamma. So that's why it comes in the refuge prayer. Okay, so that is now. Now the, after the taking the the refuge practice. So general refuge practice is one thing that the most important thing is in the Vedanta. You always say to give the refuge of refuge. But most important thing is not taking the refuge. Understanding the refuge is very important. Then secondly, that taking the getting the new name, also very fond of the found getting the new names in Vietnam after taking the refuge. Also, I can also. Yeah. So. After the in the Vietnam, what you are doing is that after you getting the refuge of, then you expect to get the new names. Yeah. Also, you are very fond of the getting the new names. Yeah. In here in Taiwan, so when they ask new names, I give them the English name, like an English name, David or John or like that. I told it is easy for me and it will be easy for you to pronounce it. So yeah, so like that now they also whether when you're taking the refuge wall, then also you expect the new names, like a Tibetan names, it will be difficult to pronounce for you. So most important thing is not taking the refuge wall, understanding the refuge, how to practice the refuge. That's the most important thing. Once you know it, how to practice it, once you understand the meaning of the refuge, that's a fine. You don't have to take the refuge wall. That's the most important. This morning, one girl in Taiwan, I told her that I will give her the one name, the English name. So I'm thinking to what to give the English name. Yeah, so name is not that much important. Most important thing is the meaning. That's a very important. Refuge, taking the refuge, understanding the meaning of the refuge, understanding the how to practice the refuge. That's a very important. Even if you take 10 or 15 times of the refuge, or once you're not understanding the what's the meaning of the refuge, once you're not understand how to pack the refuge, what use of taking the refuge for 10 times or 12 times. Yeah, so that's why now you are in, okay, now here that in the liberation palm, that's why in the Lamrim practice first it talks about the refuge. Refuge is just like as I told you before, the refuge is something practices just like the entering in the Buddhism path. In the refuge vow is something like the once you take the once, it's a fine. You don't have to take the 2-3 times. So once you take the refuge vow, most important thing is the practice is most important. How you practicing the refuge is the most important. Taking the refuge vow is a once you take it once, refuge vow, then it's a fine. You don't have to take it again and again. Okay, so that's a refuge vow. Yeah? So most important thing is that once you take the refuge vow, so you have to understand all the meanings and the purpose of the refuge vow. So that's the most important thing. That I think we just I explained the quite. I explained the before. Okay, now today I will stop here. So maybe I will leave for the 5 or 10 minutes for the question answer session. So if you have any questions or something, yeah, you can. So also the one important thing is as I told you before, so while even in the walking time once you have the pressure and when you have the free time while you're the traveling when you go to the walking place or when you're coming from the walking place or that time also you can practice. Sometimes I do my practice and my prayers while I'm traveling in the vehicle or while I'm traveling, so I do at that time. So otherwise it's just a waste of the time while you're traveling. So it's just like the waste of time when you are traveling. So I don't want to waste that time. So I do the prayers and the practices while I'm traveling. Only when I see the very good, the view. So I enjoy the view. So when I was in the flight, there's nothing to enjoy the view. So I do the prayers.
Last time you said that when we visualize the merit view, the ray from the merit field will dissolve to our body, and so today you also ask ourselves visualize to the merit field. So they a bit confused.
Can you just tell me once again?
When we visualize the merit field, so we visualize that the on the rays on the lighting from the merit from the merit field will dissolve to ourselves. And
dissolve into the ourselves, yeah.
Yes, and yeah. Today we also dissolve our body to the merit field. So they're a bit confused.
Do you remember that last time I told you the three ways of the dissolving the merit field in Anoy? So that's the first one is when I told you the dissolving the merit field in your body, that's what you're saying. The first thing that while you're dissolving the merit field in your body, you can visualize the merit field transforming into the light, light that dissolving in your body. So while you're dissolving self at the dissolving the merit field, which are just like that, first you have to dissolve the, all the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas in the center guru. Center guru, then yourself in the dissolving into the center guru, not in the exactly in the merit field, okay? Yeah, but a question, very good question. I think you remembers the all the what I told before. Yeah. So this is so yeah, that's a very good question because you remembers the all the other parts what I told the last time in the Hanoi. Also this all the the dissolving parts also I think it's written in the liberation in the palm. The three ways of the dissolving merit field. Okay. Okay, stop here, okay now. Yeah, okay, then today I'll stop here, okay? Thank you.